From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. President Jimmy Carter hit Grammy Gold. Last night, the president earned his third Grammy in the Best Spoken Word Album category for his book, Faith, A Journey for All. Atlanta also took center stage at last night's awards.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now.
That Stone Mountain native Donald Glover, known as Childish Gambino, he won Song of the Year for This Is America. This is the first rap song to win that category in Grammy history. He was not in attendance and declined to perform. Meanwhile, the soundtrack for Black Panther, which was largely filmed in Georgia, received a Grammy for Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. Atlanta artists Chloe and Halle Black and Janelle Monae, they all received nominations but didn't walk home with a Grammy. Rural Georgia's largest provider of health care for children is taking the wraps off some newly expanded facilities, says GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
When the Beverly Knight Olson Children's Hospital at Navicent Health in Macon opens later this month, it will have 66 intensive care beds for babies born prematurely and the region's only pediatric emergency room. Nympha Saunders is the CEO of Navicent Health. She says you only need to look at a map to see why they built the hospital.
When you think about that, the closest hospital for children is either Atlanta or going all the way to Gainesville, then you begin to quickly understand the criticality of this particular place.
Navicent Health is in the midst of a merger with Atrium Health, the largest healthcare provider in North Carolina. Last fall, Atrium reached an out-of-court settlement on state and federal antitrust actions. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The director of Georgia's Ethics Commission is stepping down this 2 months after being accused of misusing his state-issued computer. The AJC reports the commission accepted Stephen Ritter's resignation last week. Reportedly, co-workers had lodged complaints against him for having pornography on his work computer. The commission chair did not clarify those allegations. The ethics agency is charged with collecting campaign finance reports and registering lobbyists, among other things. No replacement has been named yet. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.